Always start clean. My grandmother said that when she was teaching me how to cross stitch for the very first time. Now, most of you know me by now. You know that at 12 years old, I was probably not very interested in needlepoint. I wanted to be a mountain man. I'd been outside playing with my sister and petting the dog and fighting with my cousins and playing with rocks. My hands and my shirt were covered in evidence of all the things I had done and not done so far that day. Mud and dust, maybe a little blood, some potato chip crumbs, I'm sure, and grass stains, a few different kinds of grease. And so this lovely woman tells me, always start clean. She brought out an embroidery hoop made out of some kind of pale birch wood, a perfectly starched piece of blindingly white material, and this cluster of rainbow embroidery floss. But before I could put my grubby little hands on it, she marched me to the bathroom and handed me the bar of soap, and I scrubbed my hands. I changed into another shirt with her going like this, new pair of shorts, and I washed my face. And then I sat down and I learned how to begin cross-stitching a sampler. When I got far enough, she let me take it home on my own to work on it. And at first, I was great. Every time I sat down to sew, I started clean. I washed my hands, I washed my face, I changed out of my dirty play clothes. But eventually, you know, everything gets old. I got busy, decided it was silly. Because I had this down, right? You do things for a while, you have them down. You're not getting dirty, you've got this. I didn't need some outdated ritual that I had to do before I could sit down. It was just sewing. So I came in and I grabbed my hoop and I got my floss and I threaded the needle and I started right where I left off. A day later, I did it again. And it took me a while to really look at the material. Handprints from the ball field. You could see the dirt ground into the floss. The grease from my bike went all along one edge. The wood had absorbed the oil from my hands, and I was horrified to see it had started to leave a ring when I moved the material. It took hours and hours to remove the damage, and I never tried to ignore the grime of living in the world ever again. Because you get dirty, even if you don't mean to. And it's important to always start clean. Rituals are there to help us start clean. And as you heard in the readings, almost anything can be a ritual. A ritual is simply a repeated act. We ring the ring gong before the service. We light candles. Our water and flower communions are ritual. Maybe you're more familiar with the way you relax before bed. How you pick up your book or your Kindle, spend a little time on your computer, watch a little TV. That's a ritual. But sacred ritual is a little more. American writer Michael Pollan, who writes about where nature and culture intersect, says people turn to ritual to help them frame and acknowledge and find joy in the paradox of being human. In the fact that so much of what we desire for our happiness and we need for our survival comes at a heavy cost. We kill to eat, we cut down trees to build homes, we exploit other people in the earth, whether deliberately or accidentally. Sacrifice of nature, of the interest of others, even of our earlier selves, appears to be an inescapable part of our human condition, the unavoidable price of our achievement. A successful ritual is one that addresses both sides of this predicament. recalling us to the shamefulness of our deeds at the same time that it celebrates what poet Frederick Turner calls the beauty we have paid for with our shame. Without the double awareness pricked by such rituals, people are liable to find themselves either plundering the earth and the resources without restraint, or descending into self-loathing and misanthropy. Perhaps it's not surprising that most of us today bring one of those attitudes or the other to our conduct, especially in nature. Elizabeth Gilbert says, "This is what rituals are for. We do spiritual ceremonies as human beings in order to create a safe resting place for our most complicated feelings of joy or trauma, so that we don't have to haul those feelings around with us forever and ever, weighing us down. We all need such places of ritual safekeeping. And I believe that if your culture or tradition doesn't have the ritual you are craving, then you are absolutely permitted to make up a ceremony of your own devising, fixing your own broken down emotional systems with all the do-it-yourself resourcefulness of a generous plumber or poet. But for a long time, you youths have had a lot of discomfort in general around the idea of ritual. For some, any is too much. Others miss it deeply and dearly. Some of us have left other religions where ritual was very much a part of what it meant to be spiritual. Others come from traditions where there's no need whatsoever. Our heritage recognizes many types of ritual, all of them marking points of change and meaning. Water rituals often get special attention. Baptism for Christianity, some of you may have gone through that ritual. Ritual washing and the mikvah, which is a ritual bath in Judaism. And it's easy to see why. The symbols are right there in your face. You go into the water dirty, you come out clean. That's pretty straightforward. It isn't a far stretch to extend the metaphor from physical cleanliness to spiritual tidying up. From Alison Krauss going down to the river to pray to the talking heads wailing, "Take me to the river, drop me in the water." Everybody gets the idea of water imagery. And always start clean takes on a new level of meaning. Life is a dirty business. Day after day, you sit down at whatever you're about to do, covered in the symbolic grime of everywhere you've been. You leave smears of work all over your family. You bring the dirt spots and handprints of freeway traffic and that guy that said something dumb to you at the restaurant. You bring those and smear them on your friends. You gum up your floss, those brilliant, shining strands of your life, with doubt and stress and should have and would have and wish I'd and might have. You carry it around. You leave the marks. And so I invite you to reclaim water rituals as your own. As the second reading said, you don't have to reclaim the supernatural beliefs that lie behind these if you don't want them. That's okay. You don't have to. But reclaim marking points. Reclaim places to say, "I am starting clean." Ritual hand washing, a sacred way to put aside the things that would sully the meal you are about to have, whether by yourself, with friends, or with family. How many of you walk into the bathroom and do this? Pump, pump. And I'm out of there. And then you go sit down and your brain is still wherever your brain was when you stumbled into that bathroom trying to get your hands washed quick so you can sit down quick, so you can shovel the food in quick, to get back to whatever it is that's already hurting your head. Ritual hand washing. Do it a different way. Get your favorite soap. Take time. Do this. Find something that makes your hands feel like they have been smoothed by God himself, herself, or itself. Find something that smells like you think heaven would smell if there was a heaven. Something perfect for you. I don't care if you have 6 soap dishes lined up. Get something that works for you. Before you sit down to eat, before you sit down to do something, take a long moment. Start clean. Use water that either makes you feel warmed up to your heart or that washes you in a cool stream. Breathe deeply. Smell the glorious smell of whatever soap you bought. Rinse away everything that is keeping you grimy at that moment. We all know this is just a ritual. It's not like you're making the problems go away. You're making the stress go away. You're not doing that. But take that moment. Rinse away everything unwanted that is stuck to you on that day to that point. Breathe. Breathe deeply. And rinse it away. At least for that meal, at least for that moment of interaction. Be clean. Start clean. The dirt will stick again soon enough. Ritual bathing or showering is the same. Do it as often as you can. Read or listen to something that makes your heart and soul feel like it has been woken up and rinsed clean. Choose lighting that soothes you. Smells that remind you of the safest or most elevated you have ever been. Baptize yourself in the river of your own choice. Say, I will walk out of this clean, at least for now. Dare to declare that you are altogether new in that moment. Let go of what it is you need to wash away. There is a lovely piece by an unknown author called Letting Go. It says, to let go doesn't mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It's the realization that I can't control anyone else. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. To let go is to admit powerlessness, which means that outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try and change or blame another. I can only change myself. To let go is not to care for, but to care about. To let go is not to fix, but to be supportive. It is not to judge, but to allow another to be a human being. It is not to be in the middle, arranging all the outcomes, but to let others to affect their own outcomes. To let go is not to be protective. It is to permit another to face reality. To let go is not to deny. It is to accept. It is not to nag or to argue, but to search out your own shortcomings and to work on them. To let go is not to adjust everything to my desire, but to take each day as it comes and to learn to cherish each moment. To let go is not to criticize, but to try to become what I dream I can be. To let go is not to regret, but to grow and live for the future. To let go is to fear less and love more. Unlike some religions, I am not saying that the ritual makes the change. Letting go makes the change. You make the change, and you use the rituals to remind you that it is within your power always to transform. To be whoever you dare to be. To let go when you're ready to let go. To be clean when you are ready to be clean. The ritual is there to remind you that the change happened. To give you an exact moment to commemorate the birth of a new creation. We are born in water, and water rebirths us as many times as we need to be reborn. It's very forgiving. Go down to the river to pray. Remember my grandma. Always start clean. Amen.